Hello, Shalom. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And this week we've been talking about the keys to maintaining success in the time of stress. And this particular day, I would like to share with you from the Word of God and found in Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is a familiar psalm. It begins with verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." This psalm became alive to me after I had been ministering on the lines of how to have heaven in the home. My two children, who are now grown, and my husband, who is now moved away from home as well, he's in heaven. We've had 27 years of practicing heaven in the home and how to maintain success in times of stress. Brother, did we ever have some times of stress? And I remember one time I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. I'll share that later. But I would go around and travel from Canada to all over the United States, parts of Europe and Australia, teaching on this subject, on heaven in the home and maintaining success. And after several years of doing this for the Lord, I became weary in well-doing. I remember coming in late at night from the airport, dragging my weary body through the front door, setting down my suitcases, thankful to minister for the Lord, but also thankful to come home and get in my own bed. I remember right before I turned out the lights, I kissed my snoring husband goodnight, and I just said to the Lord very quietly, "Lord, I appreciate the opportunity to preach the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, all around the world, but I want to change the subject that I'm on. I don't want to teach on heaven in the home and maintaining success in times of stress and children and things like that. It makes the congregation quiet, and everywhere I go, they get so quiet, Lord. And I'm a happy person, and I want the congregation to be happy. And I want a service where we're just jumping on the back of our chairs and running all around. And Lord, 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 this is my plan, my thought. This is how it's going to be. Good night. Turned out the light." Well, the Lord had something in store for me, and I was not expecting it, but nonetheless, he did what he did. He gave me a night vision. Now, I know from the Word that we are to test the spirits and believe not all the spirits, because even Satan can appear as an angel of light. But thank God we can read 1 John where it says that if we confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, if that spirit has confessed that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, it is of God. And if not, then it's not of God. So having given the test, this was of God. And I found myself in this vision, sitting on top of a beautiful hill, looking down over a patchwork quilt-like scene of fields, crops in the field, and it was perfect perfection, no corruption, and there was a gentle breeze in my hair. I could feel my hair on my blowing in the breeze, and every breath I took was filled with the presence of God, the peace of God, and I knew that I was in heaven. And I was so thankful because I never dreamed there would be fields in heaven. And the thought came to me, well, where do you think bread comes from? And I laughed. And about that time, on the left-hand side, I could see a figure approaching in the distance. And I sensed the force of love from that person. I thought it was John the Beloved. But to my amazement, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is love. He's the good shepherd. And he heard me when I turned out the light and said, I'm not going to teach on heaven in the home or how to maintain success in times of stress. But he was the only one who heard me. And he hears as no man hears, and he did appear to me. And he said, I've come to teach you on the subject of how to have heaven in the home. And he said, a perfect outline is found in the 23rd Psalm. And so, I never had thought of that before. I loved the 23rd Psalm as a child, but I never committed it to memory, nor did I associate it with having success in life. But in the vision, the Lord, by revelation, shared these things with me. He began with the first verse, and he said, what does the first verse say? Oh, I'm so glad he didn't ask me to quote it, because I couldn't have quoted the 23rd Psalm. But he knows what I know, and he knows what I don't know. And aren't you glad he knows what you know, and he knows what you don't know? And as a good shepherd, he's not condemning. But he said, what does the first verse say? And I quoted, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said this, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. He said, to have heaven in the home, I must be Lord. Lord, through the new birth, a new creature in Christ Jesus, where old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. A new creature in Christ Jesus has the ability to love with divine love. To have heaven in the home, I must be Lord. I must be Lord over the television you watch. I must be Lord over the movies. I must be Lord over the magazines or the books. And he said, I must be Lord over your conversations. The conversations you have with one another, over dinner, over the dinner table, over the breakfast bar. He must be Lord in order to have heaven on earth. Again, this goes back to our scriptural text that we've been talking about in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he that will love life, that's heaven on earth, isn't it, when you love life, and see good days, well, that's heaven on earth. Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. And so in this vision, the Lord said, I must be Lord over the words of your mouth if you want to have heaven in the home. Then it says, the next verse says, I shall not want. A better translation of that is, I do not lack for any good thing, for the Lord is my shepherd. He is here to feed me, to guide me, to shield me. That's prosperity. And so our words, my words, can line up with God's word that says, the Lord is my shepherd. Well, what about your bank account? What about your savings account? It doesn't look like you're blessed. Nevertheless, according to the word of God, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not lack for any good thing. He leads me. He guides me. He provides for me. And then in this vision, he began to share with me, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. And he asked me the question. He said, did you ever notice that the verb lead or leadeth is mentioned twice in the 23rd Psalm? That's for double emphasis. To have heaven on earth, You must know how to be led by my Spirit. Notice the first. Now remember, this is revelation to me. Before the vision, I had no idea that the word leadeth. Oh, I'd read it many times, but it wasn't alive to me until the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus, shared it with me. He said, the first time it's mentioned, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He said, still water represents the Spirit. And the scripture he used was John's Gospel, chapter 7. So we'll take a minute to turn there. I've got my Bible right here before me on John's Gospel, chapter 7. And it says in verse number 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. 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 Verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit. So to be led by still water is to be led by the Spirit. And turn to, he said, also he said, Romans chapter 8. So we will turn there, Romans 8. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And you may hear my heavenly pages turning as I find this scripture. But it begins with verse number 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16. The Spirit himself, oh hallelujah, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And going back to Psalm 23, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Those still waters are the bearing witness of his Spirit with your spirit. And so we will begin with this, take up with this again tomorrow. Today we're offering the tape series, the CD series, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry by Shelley Brim Oaks. And it is a teaching on what we've been discussing this week. And in, you can call or write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call 1-800-972-3447, or log on Billy Brim, BillyBrim.org. Until we meet tomorrow, God bless you, and I love you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Shalom.